Morning, everybody, from Croft Circuit. Welcome to the British Touring Car Championship. This rounds 19, 20, and 21. It's race day for touring cars. Thank you for joining us live on the app and via the BTCC website as well. As you join us, the green flag is waving here. The cars are currently making their way out onto the circuit. Teams are ready to greet them. And in about 15 minutes' time, we will be going racing. In fact, mate, at about 12 minutes' time, 2 minutes past 12, is when we are due to see the green lights here for the British Touring Car Championship. And when that happens, round 19 will be away and racing. Well, if you missed qualifying yesterday, I have to say you missed a pretty good one. It took place in wet conditions. Speaking of those conditions, as I look around the Croft Circuit today, it is dry. The sun is trying to break its way through. However, we do have a damp track in places. It's mostly dry, so they will be on slick tyres. But off the racing line, there is some places that are just a little bit wet. So thank you very much for being with us here. But the cars make their way round. And one thing that is going to be just a little bit of a challenge for the drivers is just getting some tyre temperature in, because, as I said, the conditions are just a little bit cool out there, and off the racing line it is a little bit wet, so that could make a difference in terms of getting off the line as well. So I'm sure Alan Hyde will, who's just making his way down to the grid, will let us know if there are some sides of the grid that are damp and some sides of the grid that are drier, and that could definitely make a difference when we get off the line.
Well, so, morning, Chris.
Oh, yes. Morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. I've just watched Josh Cook having a little surveying exercise over to the pit wall of exactly that, just having a look over before he got into the car of just how wet or dry or greasy or intermediate the circuit would be when the cars form up. And the answer is that it's sort of half and half and rather patchy, really. If you're on the left-hand side, so next to, as you're looking down at turn one, then you are perhaps more likely to be forming up on a slightly damper area, because although there are patches on both sides, the majority of those patches happen to be closer to the guardrail, where the sunshine that we've had this morning has not had chance to dry out the tarmac. But it's by and large dry. The weather forecast is that today we will enjoy predominantly dry weather, a very low percentage chance of rain, in fact, in prospect for today. Although you're quite right, the ambient temperature, pretty chilly, it's fair to say. I've never been so grateful at a race meeting to have to wear a face mask, because it does the very good job of keeping the face a bit warm. It's quite chilly down here, but what do we expect? It's October.
That's it. Well, let's run through the grids and how they are going to line up for round 19 of the Quickfit British Touring Car Championship. We had our first front-wheel drive car on pole position for the first time since 2012. Matt Neal took pole position on that day. Josh Cook is going to line up at the head of the field. It's not where he qualified originally. Tom Ingram did take pole position, but failed a ride height check, as did Senna Proctor as well, who was originally due to line up third.
But yeah, and a quick update on Tingram's car. He failed the ride height, yes, due to a component failure. So very, very sad news for Tingram. But I've seen him today. He's bouncy, he's normal Tingram, and he's up for the challenge.
He's going to be going off the back of the grid as well, and he's going to make it very exciting from us going off the back of the grid, I'm sure. He's going to line up alongside Jake Hill. Jake Hill matching his best qualifying performance of the season, so a brilliant result for Josh, for Jake Hill and for Josh Cook as well. That's his second pole position and his first since Donington Park in 2018. The BMWs will be on row number two, Colin Turkington to the inside, Tom Oliphant to the outside, in a career best performance for Bobby Thompson. He is going to line up fifth place, a fantastic performance in the Audi, it has to be said. he is feeling up for this morning. He's got a champion ahead of him, a champion alongside him as well, race winners all around him. So Bobby Thompson, a lot of experience around him, but he's definitely going to be up for this. Ashley Sutton, despite that incident, Alan, of course, he went off down at turn number one. Because of that, his best time was deleted. Still lines up sixth. He would have been on the front row if not for that.
And in a sort of a deja vu incident to his teammate just a couple of moments before. In fact, I had to go right up to the screen and look to make sure that it wasn't a replay of the number 16 car going off, and it was the number 116 car going off. That was sort of almost the script that you couldn't write for the way that sort of panned out. But we've seen Ash very recently make up places, considerable number of places, during a race. We saw it at race three at Silverstone just a couple of weeks ago. So there are one of the fascinating things about this first race, round 19 of the championship, is just how many cars are essentially out of sequence according to the speed that they showed yesterday. So we're going to see so many overtaking manoeuvres, and probably quite early on in the race as well.
Yeah, well, he's 20 places ahead, isn't he, of where he was race three that day, and we all know how far up the field he got there. He actually got up to second before a 0.3 second penalty. Tom Chilton is going to be on row number four, race winner here last year. Matt Neal, who was the last front-wheel drive driver on pole position, he's going to be alongside him on row four. Michael Creese went well as well. That matches his best.
I'm just
going to
dive in, Chris. I'm just going to dive in because I've got a thumbs up that I can have a quick chat to Jake Hill. Hey, Jake, yesterday was great.
Yeah, yesterday was good, Alan. You know, it's we were fourth on the road anyway, which is pretty good. But to obviously now be second alongside Josh and Colin, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, it puts me in good stead for the race and indeed for the day.
We were chatting during the week on Tin Top Tuesday, and we talked about the fact that you won two races last weekend at an Aston Martin Owners Club meeting. It does keep you sharp, doesn't it? But you need the car as well. Everything has got to come together.
Yeah, quite right, you know, and the car's been fantastic, both in the dry and FP2 yesterday, and indeed in the wet. So, you know, to be honest, whatever weather today threw at us, I feel prepared for it, you know, and the car really is on form. So fingers crossed that it holds together, and obviously we can perform like we did in FP2 and be right at the front.
You're not going to look in the mirrors at the start, are you? I mean, there's a BMW there, just behind it is an Infiniti. No, you play your own game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to do my own thing, you know. The handy thing is, looking across, I'm on the dry side of the circuit at the moment. Josh and Colin are on the damp side, so this really puts us in good stead for a solid start.
If you were further back on the grid, this is the damp side of the grid, weirdly.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just played out perfectly for me on the front row. So, I'm just going to see what I can do here, Alan, and see if we can get a podium.
Good luck, Jake. Thank you very much indeed. Great to have a chat to you. I will see. Hang on, what board have we had? I have a feeling, because engines are beginning to fire up, that we're being cleared off the grid, and we are. So I might not get a chance to have a word with Josh Cook. And in fact, I can see the lights on the back of the Porsche Panamera with the Championship Chief Executive Alan Gow at the wheel at 3 minute board. He'll be off for the closing lap, the final lap before we get the race underway. And yeah, he's quite right, actually, Jake. As you get to the front of the grid, it's over on the right-hand side that you've got these damp patches, and Josh Cook is on one of those damp patches, so it's just a little bit wetter on the right-hand side as you get towards the front of the grid, not so as you're in the second half of the grid. Interesting. It kind of plays out fairly equal on the right and the left with the little damp patches, but it won't take long. Won't take long to dry that out.
I mean, these, if they, you know, getting off the line here, this is going to be more important than ever, isn't it, now, just to test out how bad it is, and if they can line up at an angle, maybe, just to make it a little bit easier, Alan. I'm not too sure, but it's Jake Hill. He made his debut here back in 2013, finished 18th on that day in his first race. He could get his sixth podium, his third of the season as well, and I'm sure he'll even have his eye on getting the win, a second, which he did, of course, back at Knock Hill in 2019. He sounds up for this, so great to hear from him. He's going to be starting on the outside of the front row. But as Alan Hyde says, as he clears the grid, so does everyone else. Just the one engineer's left out there now with the drivers, getting ready to fire up the cars. And once they do that, we will be off for our green flag lap. Alan Gow has already set off. The cars will go round behind him very shortly and get ready to go for the warm-up lap. After that, they will line up and we will be racing for round 19 of the QuickFit British Touring Car Championship. It's going to be a good one, this. We've got Josh Cook on pole position. We've got Jake Hill alongside. And Josh Cook, I tell you, he's coming into this with high expectations on himself. He wants three wins and three fastest laps here today. That's what he said when speaking to BTCC.net yesterday. He knows those rear-wheel drives cars are going to be quick off the line behind him, but are these conditions maybe just going to help him out a bit? We'll find out very shortly. So it's going to be Cook and Hill on row one, Turkington and Oliphant row two, Thompson and Sutton row three, Chilton and Neil row four, and Michael Creese, as we said, matching his best qualifying performance of the season. He's going to be on row five with Rory Butcher, who will be very pleased for that, given what happened to him in the third race back at Silverstone. And in that third race at Silverstone, that was won by Ollie Jackson, first-time race winner. He starts just outside the top 10, so a good chance of some good points for him today. Adam Morgan will be to his outside. Chris Smiley and Dan Kamish. Well, Dan Kamish will feel that he has some, maybe just a little bit of work to do there from row number seven. Aidan Moffat and Stephen Jelly will be row number eight. Sam Osborne and Jack Goff, row nine. Carl Bordley and Mike Bushell, row 10. We should have Jack Constable on row 11. Sadly, he's not feeling well, so Andy Neat will be the sole driver there. Then it will be Jack Butel and Nick Hamilton and Tom Ingram, centre proctor, the two drivers. As Alan said, some component failure there for Tom Ingram, meaning that he failed that check. Real shame for him, but he's going to be going off the back row, as is centre proctor, another driver. Real shame for him, because he would have been starting all the way up in third. But I'm sure those two have put that well behind them already. They are now just fully focused on this first race. This what will be round number 19 of the QuickFit British Touring Car Championship. And you might even be able to hear in the background that the green flag has now been being set off for their green flag lap. I have to say, sounds amazing being here trackside. Don't want to make anyone that's listening in jealous, but to have the opportunity to be here at trackside is absolutely amazing. I'll do my best to try and bring that atmosphere to you as well.
So, Chris, yeah, the cars set off on their green flag lap. We'll be right back.
top 10 all in position. The rest of the cars just making their way round the complex and the final hairpin. This is it. Josh Cook has lined up on pole position. He is ready to go. Jake Hill alongside him. Turkington and Oliphant row two. Then it's Thompson, Sutton, Chilton, Neal, Crease, Butcher, your top 10. Jackson, Morgan, Smiley, Camish, Moffat, Jelly, Osborne, Gough, Bordley and Bushell, your top 20. Neat on row 11. Then we have Butel, Hamilton, Ingram and Proctor going from the back of the grid. The green flag is waved. Lights are about to come on here at Croft. We get ready to go racing for round 19 of the Quick Fit British Touring Car Championship, and they're away. And it's a good start by Josh Cook, despite being on the damper side of the track, as he now leads us down towards turn number one. Already we've got Colin Turkington up into second place there. Jake Hill on the outside trying to go round the reigning champion in towards Hawthorne corner we go, and Jake Hill trying to go all the way around the outside now of Turkington, and he's done it. Jake Hill holding on to second place now. Out of the chicane we go. It's Cook leading, just getting a little bit out of shape there, just a little bit further back. I think I saw Rory Butcher having to go over the chicane as they make their way now down towards Tower Bend. This for the first time, Jake Hill in second place. I can see Tom Oliphant being challenged there for fourth place. Just trying to identify which driver that was. That might have been Ashley Sutton going round the outside. And indeed it was. Ash Sutton now up into fourth place. Up into fifth place then. We've got a change there as well as they make their way now down through the S's and up towards Barcroft for the first time. But no problems for Josh Cook. Sutton now trying to dive down the inside of Turkington as they come out of Sunny Out. Not quite able to do it. This allowing the top two to escape here. Josh Cook leading Jake Hill as Turkington now struggling to hold off Ashley Sutton. They come into the complex. Oh no, Sutton's been turned round. Sutton turned round there as he was turning into the first right-hander at the complex. Sutton was turned round, and what a disaster that is for Ashley Sutton as they make their way past the commentary box window. I fear that might have been Rory Butcher who made contact with him. But out front, Jake Hill is trying to go around the outside here of Josh Cook down at turn one, and Cook just about holding on. So Jake Hill in second there, Turkington in third, the rest of the order: Butcher, Chilton, Thompson going down to fifth place. Then it's Morgan just behind Neil, Smiley and Camish, your top 10. Camish up four places on that opening lap as they head down towards Tower Bend. This for the second time. We've got a change for second place. If we know, not quite. That's still Jake Hill in second. Turkington trying to close that gap down. So the top four seem to have found their own space, as I can see Stephen Jelly, that is, stuck on the outside there. Stephen Jelly, who is fighting down the order. But out front, your leader is still Josh Cook from Jake Hill, from Colin Turkington. Butcher is then in chase in fourth place, Chilton in fifth, Thompson sixth, Neil Morgan, Smiley, Camish. That is how they sit as they make their way through Sunny In and Sunny Out. They're just coming through the complex now. As I look out the back of the commentary box window, I can see Jake Hill closing in on Josh Cook and almost has a look up the inside. Definitely thought about a look up the inside there, did Jake Hill, as they come out of the hairpin and make their way down the start finish straight. Jake Hill right on the rear bumper there of race leader Josh Cook as they go through to complete another lap. Cook just about holding off Hill for now through turn one and in towards Hawthorne. Jake Hill lining up a move here. Turkington is closing in on them. So Turkington getting a little bit closer to Jake Hill. And I think that is the thing that is getting Jake Hill the move on here. Wants to get past Josh Cook as quickly as possible. Then we have a gap back to Butcher. That gap is about 7 tenths. A further 8 tenths then back to Tom Chilton. Thompson sits in sixth place. Then it is Neil Morgan, Smiley and Camish. No changes up there. I can see down at Tower Bend we've had a move from Jack Gough on Sam Osborne. Good move that from Gough. Pictures being delivered to us showing Colin Turkington. We can see an onboard picture from him on my screen as they go into Sunny In and Sunny Out. And Colin Turkington right on the back of Jake Hill here. Jake Hill having to both attack and defend a little bit at the same time. Josh Cook, for the time being, has a few car lengths over Jake Hill. And in the background, a lockup there. Oh no, I think we might have some damage, do we, to Bobby Thompson's car. A big lockup as he came into the complex there, but I don't think it's anything to be too concerned about. Bobby Thompson just getting a little bit wrong under. Oh no, there is smoke. There is indeed smoke coming off the front right. That looks like Bobby Thompson's car. What a disaster that is. Bobby Thompson carrying damage, and he is going to have to come into the pit lane. Bobby Thompson in sixth place. Smoke coming off the front right of that car, and that car most certainly is carrying just a little bit of damage. I wonder if that's going to bring him into the pits, because as I look out the window, I can see the smoke pouring out the back of Bobby Thompson's car. He taking a career best qualifying, and that was a fifth place. And it just seems that Bobby Thompson, unfortunately, has picked up a little bit of damage somewhere, maybe some side-by-side contact with someone. But we are on lap number 4 of 15. Just looking on board with Ashley Sutton. So after that incident, he dropped down the field. He's now got himself back up to 10th place. I'm seeing on board pictures of him. He sat behind Oliphant, who also has dropped down the order in all of that. So Oliphant in 11th place there. He started on the third row, and now he has Ashley Sutton behind him. The top three all fairly close together as they go up towards the hairpin. Turkington sat there in third, just being a little bit patient about this, I think. Jake Hill, what's he going to be doing? Is he going to get on the attack here? He's carrying a little bit of ballast. We've got to remember that Colin Turkington is carrying 54 kilos. Ashley Sutton the most. He's carrying 60 kilos. Kamish 48. Just to give you an update on the two drivers we had starting at the back of the grid. Ingram has got up to 18th place, but he's carrying a lot of ballast as well. He's carrying 42 kilos because he was fourth in the championship coming into this. And Proctor has got up into 17th place. Jake Hill just the sixth. Cook isn't carrying any ballast whatsoever, so he's got a real good chance here as Sam Osborne comes into the pit lane. Colin Turkington still sat behind Jake Hill.
A very grubby Sam Osborne, a very muddy car, and a check over, checking the front wheels, and I think potentially a wheel change, a tyre change as well. So an off somewhere for Sam Osborne, the car being serviced.
Do we see any other teams preparing for a driver in? We've got Michael Creese only just coming round now, so clearly he's had an off somewhere.
No, he came into pit lane right at the start of the race. I didn't interrupt you because you were slightly busy.
Just a little. They kept me busy, didn't they, on that opening lap. Brilliant racing as ever here from the Quick Free British Touring Car Championship as they come round the final corner. Bobby Thompson, I think that was probably just a little bit of bodywork on the front of that car that was dragging on one of the tyres, but that seems to have, whatever it was, that seems to have burnt itself off or something, because Bobby Thompson is okay now. So sorry to worry all Bobby Thompson fans there, but there was smoke pouring off that car. It has now stopped. I think it was just a bit of bodywork to the front right that had been damaged and is now perhaps detached itself. And he is still running. He is in sixth place, and he's getting on the front foot here as well with Bobby Thompson. He's crawling all over the back of Tom Chilton as they make their way down towards Tower Bend. I can also see Ashley Sutton making a move as we go down towards Tower Bend. He's getting down the inside. There is Sutton of Chris Smiley, and that is a change for ninth place. So Sutton, who was facing the wrong way at the complex on the opening lap, is now back up to ninth place. So good driving this from former champion Ashley Sutton, who is trying to get himself back up the order now, and he's got a few laps still to do it. This is lap number 6 of 15, so we're not even halfway through this race as Michael Creese comes around the complex. He has, as Alan said, had to come into the pits on the opening lap. Top three now coming through the complex, and Jake Hill has dropped back just a little bit from Josh Cook, and Turkington right behind him. But Turkington carrying all that ballast, I think just struggling to make a move here at the moment. But this is a big track that is heavy on tyres as well. We have to remember that as they make their way down towards turn number one. Butcher sat in fourth, Chilton fifth. Butcher's had a good start to this race. Now, I'm being shown a replay here on the screens, and this is Tom Ingram making a move into Barcroft there, and that a very tidy move as well. So that brings up Tom Ingram another place, and that is him going past Jack Goff for 16th. So he's moving up a little bit, is Tom Ingram. Slowly but surely, he's making places, and he's about to make another one. I can see he's on the back of Aidan Moffat going down towards Tower Bend, and that is going to be another move now made for Tom Ingram as Alan. I think we've got Nick Hamilton coming into the pits. So Hamilton is in, and we'll, I'm sure, get an update soon on exactly what has gone on there. But Tom Ingram is up another place and continues to make his way up the order. That now brings him up into 15th place as our top three make their way round the complex. This is lap number 7 of 15, so officially I'd say we're halfway through this race now. Chilton in 5th place has a bit of a queue forming behind him here. Bobby Thompson is included in that, also in the queue for a move past Tom Chilton, which is starting to become a popular attraction here at Croft. Here's the like server. We've got Matt Neal in there, we've got Morgan in there, we've got Sutton in there, and we've got Smiley in there as well. So this is opening up an opportunity here for Sutton, because coming round Hawthorne now is that battle for fifth place. It's being led by Chilton. There's 4 cars queuing up behind him, the last of them being Sutton. So he's about to make his first move in this battle for fifth, and that move will be on Adam Morgan as they head down towards Tower Bend.
I'm afraid it's going to be retirement for Nick Hamilton. The bonnet up, and then after a brief inspection underneath the bonnet, they indicated to cut the engine. So, hang on. Sounds like they've refired it now.
You need to get your signals right there, Alan.
No, they did cut the engine and they closed the bonnet. The signature finger across the neck was given. And now, he's on his way.
There we go.
So whatever it was maybe more simply rectified than they had at first thought, because it looked as if Nick was going to be out of the race in a retirement. No, he is. He's going to the paddock. So turning left.
We were right in the end then. So, okay, thanks for the update there, Alan. So, sadly, Nick Hamilton, who's having a bit of a weekend to forget here, because he was late out in qualifying as well. And that seems to... the problems that were preventing him from going out in qualifying, I think, seem to have continued. So, we were talking about Sutton behind Morgan. That change has now happened. Sutton has gone past Morgan, and straight away he's on the back of Matt Neal as they go down towards Tower Bend. ITV pictures are showing Sutton right behind Matt Neal as they head down towards Tower Bend. He's trying to get on the front foot here, but some great racing going on here at Croft. What more should we expect? Fantastic stuff as ever in the QuickFit British Touring Car Championship. We've got a battle for the lead on, 3 of them involved in that. And we've got a battle for fifth going on as well. And looking out the window, I'm just waiting for our 3 leaders to appear. There is Michael Creese after his pit stop. He's going to become a back marker in this very shortly. But now the 3 leaders come into vision. They come round the right-hander. And Cook leading Hill, leading Turkington. All of them fairly matched. Butcher all on his own in 4th place. And then this Chilton fight with Sutton. Now 4th in the queue, and he's going to dive down the inside. Thought about it late, but Sutton dives down the inside of Matt Neal, and that is a change for position there, and that is Ashley Sutton going into 8th place past Matt Neal as they cross the line to go on to lap number 10 now of 15. Brilliant stuff from Ashley Sutton. You just can't stop this man, can you? Whatever you do to him, he will overtake. And I'm just seeing a replay here. Sutton was on the outside and then sort of switched back and went to the inside of Neal going into the hairpin. Completely caught Matt Neal out. And as I say that, I look out the window down the back straight. Ashley Sutton is now about to make another move into Tower Bend. He dives down the inside there. And that is going to be Ashley Sutton going past Bobby Thompson. So once again, Ashley Sutton making a move, this time for 6th place. And now he's past Bobby Thompson. Next on the list, Tom Chilton. Through the Jim Clark S's they go down towards Barcroft. Fantastic must be to see them go through that corner as they now head into Sunny In and Sunny Out. Gaps between the 3 leaders, by the way, have stretched out just a little bit. They've gone to 7/10 between the top 2 and then 6.5/10 between Hill and Turkington. maybe a bit of tyre saving going on. I'm not too sure. Rory Butcher is in fourth place, but very shortly, I think Tom Chilton is going to have his hands full with Ashley Sutton. And as I look out the window at the hairpin, I can see he already has. Coming down the start-finish straight here. Sutton right behind Chilton. Chilton going a little bit defensive as they go down towards the first corner. Sutton looking right, looking left in towards turn one now. You're going to be brave to do a move into there as they come round Hawthorne and make their way round towards the chicane. Chilton going defensive, taking a defensive line all the way round, not leaving any space whatsoever for Sutton to make a move as we head down the back straight. And with this, Chilton has upped his pace. Either that or Thompson has had to go defensive, because in fact Thompson now being attacked by Matt Neal. Matt Neal not quite able to get through. That's going to bring Adam Morgan into play as well. Behind that is Camish. He's in 10th place with Oliphant right behind him. Smiley then in 12th. Then it's Stephen Jelly, Ollie Jackson. Tom Ingram is now in 15th place. And I think Tom Ingram having his eyes set more towards race 2 and 3, to be honest. So maybe a tyre choice there for Ingram that said we'll just try and get up the order a little bit in this one and we'll aim towards good results in 2 and 3 as they head round now towards the hairpin. The three leaders are about to catch Michael Creese, but looking further back, I can see Sutton pushing Chilton there round the complex. He goes to the outside as we go through the hairpin, and on the exit will still be but right tucked in behind Chilton, and it's almost a replay of the last lap as they head down the start finish straight. Sutton right in behind Chilton, but this time attempted at a move as they go on to lap number 12 of 15. In the background there, I can see a move being made, that by Thompson. In fact, that is Thompson defending from Adam Morgan, so Bobby Thompson has been passed. We're about to see a replay here of Morgan going to the outside of Thompson at the complex. Bodywork coming off that car as well, so just a little bit of contact there between Thompson and Morgan. Thompson now dropping behind Adam Morgan as they come through Tower Bend. So that is Thompson dropping down to ninth place here. He's done very well still, has Bobby Thompson been showing some fantastic pace so far this weekend, and looks on to get himself a top 10 result, and he'll be very pleased with himself if he can do that. But Turkington's starting to drop back from our two leaders now. Either he's dropping back or Jake Hill is closing the gap to Josh Cook. I'll bring you the exact gaps as they come across the line, as they come out of the hairpin, going back to the Sutton-Chilton battle. They are side by side coming through the hairpin. Sutton to the outside, Chilton to the inside, and Chilton is doing a very good job to hold off Ashley Sutton here. Sutton is going to go to the outside. This is the closest he has been going down the start finish straight. He is absolutely side by side with Chilton. He might try and move down the outside here, and he's going to do it. Sutton trying to go around the outside of Chilton. Chilton holding him on the outside. Textbook defensive driving from Chilton, and no way through for Sutton this time around. Sutton's is running out of time here. We've only got a couple more laps left in this race as they go down towards Tower Bend. Sutton trying to catch Chilton out, and he's managed to find a gap on the inside down at Tower Bend. Chilton getting caught out there, and Sutton goes through. So that is a change now for fifth place. Brilliant driving this from Sutton. He's going to get back into fifth place now. All of this crucial, of course, for the battle in the championship. There was just 4 points between Turkington. Oh dear, we've got Jack Butel off. Jack Butel is off. He's out the car. He's already over the barriers and walking away. So if he's had an incident, it wasn't big enough to get himself injured. And Jack Butel is thankfully walking away safely. But I think that car, I don't see any yellow flags waving around me. So wherever it is, it's not going to lead to a safety car, I don't think. I think we're going to be okay to continue on as we are. But as I said, championship-wise, this is going to keep things very close, isn't it, between Turkington and Sutton as well. They were split by just 4 points coming into this race, and they are going to remain very close friends when it comes to the championship. We look back at our leader. That is Chilton making his way down towards the right-hander at Tower Bend. Jake Hill just behind him. Turkington in third place has dropped back now from the top two. Then we've got Butcher, Sutton, who is now up into fifth place. Behind that is Chilton, Neil, Thompson, Morgan, Camish rounding out the top 10. Also in the points, Oliphant, Smiley, Ingram, Jackson, Stephen Jelly taking the last of the points. So Ingram is going to get just a few points from this one. Considering where he started to get all the way up to 13th, I think he will be fairly pleased with that. Seeing on-board pictures from Ollie Jackson. He's the one behind Ingram now. But looking back to our leaders, they are heading round the hairpin. And they are about to come on to what will be the final lap of the race as they head up towards the start-finish line to go across the line one more time. Cook leading Hill. This the final lap of the race. Who is it going to be that takes the win? We can see Hill just behind Cook. The gap between them is just half a second. Cook doing his best here to hold off Jake Hill as they come through the chicane and make their way onto the back straight. Josh Cook has done a fantastic job to hold off Jake Hill in this race so far. And round Tower Bend he goes, of course. Race 3 at Thruxton was the last time we saw Cook on the top step of the podium. And that was his sixth win in the championship as he now comes through Barcrofts. This for the final time. Jake Hill doing everything he can to close him down. Turkington is going to be the man on the third step of the podium. But it looks like Josh Cook has done enough. And from pole position, this is, he said, exactly what he wants. He wants three wins. He wants three fastest laps. Well, he's going to kick off his day with a race win as long as there's no mistakes through the complex. Round the right-hander he comes. And Josh Cook looks set to take his second win of the season. Oh, and Jake Hill just having a think about going down the inside. Almost contact between the pair. But out of the hairpin, it's going to be win number 7 in the Quick Fit British Touring Car Championship for Josh Cook as he comes across the line. Second place is going to be Jake Hill. A podium finish for him, his third of the season. Turkington will finish third, 2 places ahead of his championship rival. Butcher is fourth, his championship rival Sutton in fifth place. Chilton finishes in sixth place. Matt Neal in seventh. It's the best result of the season for Bobby Thompson, who takes eighth place. Fantastic result for him. Adam Morgan is ninth. Dan Camish finishes in 10th place, gaining 10 places in the points. Also, Oliphant, who will be disappointed with that given where he started on row 3. He drops down to 11th place. Then it's Chris Smiley behind that. The rest of the points going to Ingram, who came up from the back of the field. We also have Jackson and Jelly. Rest of the field, Moffitt was 16th, Goff 17th, Proctor 18th, Bushell 19th, Carl Bordley 20th, 21st for Andy Neat. Then it's Chris Butel, who retired from the race, also retiring, where Hamilton and Osborne Crease coming in with issues on the first lap of the race. Well, there we go. Race win number 2 for Josh Cook of the season. He came into this round 12th in the championship. And that, a great result for his championship, given the amount of downs then ups there has been for him so far this season. He'll be absolutely delighted with that one. We're just looking back, actually, on pictures of the incident there. And as Sutton, as he was turning into the complex, contact, and that saw him going round. He did a fantastic job in the end after that incident on the opening lap to get himself back to fifth. But he will certainly not be pleased with that one. But Sutton finishing in fifth. But here comes into the complex. Marshall's clapping him as he comes through. Josh Cook, what a performance that was. Likewise for Jake Hill. He did a brilliant job there to get second. Here comes Josh Cook now out of the hairpin. He's going to make his way down in towards pit lane. Team will await him. Likewise, Alan Hyde, who I can see is down there already waiting for him. Josh Cook, second win of the season. Championship win, that is. Championship win number 7.
And applauded into the technical check area just ahead of Parc Fermé. So, ride height to be checked. And let's not forget, of course, that Josh Cook knows exactly what Tom Ingram went through yesterday after qualifying, having taken the checkered flag first, and then underneath the car goes the roller to check that the ride height is okay, and that test is complete now. So the car will be rolled onto the weighbridge, stopped, weighed, and then The car will be given the thumbs up to fire up under its own steam and then pull forward to the number one board down here in the glorious sunshine of Croft Circuit. Up towards the number one board comes Josh Cook for the second time this year, and about to, he's very cool, is Josh. Brings the car to a stop, goes through the stop procedure inside the car. The two members of the team have arrived to welcome Josh back, and I would imagine he's fairly relieved after that, because Jake did not make it simple for him. Far from it. It might not have seen positions change from the start of the race, but that would have not been without a good deal of very careful planning and hard work by Josh. He will go off for the ITV interview with Louise Goodman. It's in 2020, it's remote, so just inside the first garage by Park Fairmate. Josh will get his helmet off, get masked up, and go and do his TV interview. That's what Jake will do as well, who has finished his technical checks and pulls his car up towards the number two board down in Park Fairmate. Limited number of members of the team are allowed up to celebrate with the drivers. But Josh is getting himself ready. Yep, he is fairly worn out after that. Fairly intense defence of the race lead. Jake, car and driver going very nicely indeed as he turns the engine off on the Honda and emerges. You can hear the team in the background, can't you? Just a few of them that have made their way up, including the team manager. And Jake pops his steering wheel, finds the connection, pops the steering wheel back on the car, closes the door. He'll be getting himself ready for his ITV interview and goes over to the team to receive their congratulations. And then Colin Turkington, the four-time champion, brings the BMW to a stop down in Park Fairmay. Two members of the team welcome him back. I have to clap louder, chaps. There's only two of you. Noisier clapping, please. And Colin gets out the car. He's going to be on the podium for the 10th time this year. And it's elbow bumps for Colin with the two members of Team BMW that have made it up to Park Fairmay. So television interviews are coming up next, and as soon as they're finished with Louise Goodman's questioning, then that's the point at which we'll have the drivers taken over to the podium vehicle, which is in the paddock, so not too far to walk, and halfway down the pit lane, essentially the other side of the admin block here at Croft Circuit. And that's when we'll have a podium and a chance to speak to the drivers as well. So Josh is being interviewed now. Jake is standing by. Colin still hasn't got his helmet off because that's what he's like, still talking to his race engineer and reviewing the car and talking about how it was reacting as the race went on to further tweak the car for race number two. And as we leave those drivers in Park Fairmay, we'll have a podium for you.